Friends, Vice President Lisa Farmer says a Lynchburg research team found items, including building remnants, that may date to the mid-1700s.
And after finding all these artifacts, they're thinking this could be Stephen Renfro's house. It's a possibility. So this could predate Preston's arrival on the scene.
Renfro sold land to William Preston for what became his plantation, including the slave quarters and kitchen that Friends members and others fought Botetourt County unsuccessfully to keep from moving to another parcel at the Greenfield Center. Farmer says the county seems determined to erect an industrial shell building where those historic slave quarters were located.
If they find out this thing is really, really old, how they can continue bulldozing that hill? I just don't get it. If they won't tell anybody why it has to be that spot.
One reason, notes Farmer, is that existing infrastructure like water is already available where Botetourt County wants to put up a shell building. She hopes county officials will pause and reconsider. Gene Morano, WFIR News.